الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھوں جدھر. Respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, I've recited one ayah, one surah, one of the two smallest surahs in the Quran Kareem, Suratul Asr. Suratul Asr is a very small surah, but it speaks volumes. That is the work of the ulama and the mufassirin to give you the tafsir. It is the gist of the Quran, it is the essence of the Quran. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi is reported to have said that if the people understood the true value of this surah, they would have got hidayat and guidance. Surah al-Asr is the khulasa. It is the essence of the whole Quran. The whole Quran revolves around the surah. So if I tell you that I've recited the whole Quran, or I've given you the gist of the whole Quran, it will not be wrong. To such an extent that when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when they used to meet up with one another, and then when they used to part from one with one another, they would tell one another, counsel me, give me advice, mujhe nasihat kijiye. So this one Sahabi would read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asri till the end. The other Sahabi will do the same. This is my nasihat. The whole Quran is the nasihat, and I've given it to you. I've given you the essence of the whole Quran. That is what it would mean when the Sahabi would read to one another. My respected brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of Asr. It could be the Asr Salah also because of the importance of Asr Salah. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. Allah himself says that guard your namazes, and particularly the middle namaz, and that is the namaz of Asr. And it also means time. Asr means time. Why time in particular? Because everything that you and I do, it is confined to time. We do it in time. But if there is no time, then he is unable to do anything. Person lives for 70, 80 years, 90 years, wastes his time. Towards the end, when he knows now death is right here, he sits and he reflects, what did I do in my life? Maine kya kiya apni zindagi ke andar? And when he realized that he did nothing in his life, he didn't make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, he didn't bank in the bank of the akhirah, he didn't earn rewards and bank it into the akhirah, and his life just went away like that. In reality, what went away? In reality, the capital that Allah gave him, that is gone. When a person has capital of 2 million rands, 3 million rands, 10 million, a father gave it to him, 10 million rands. So, beta, yes, 10 million rands, so capital, go and make business. He goes and he squanders that wealth, buys the best of houses and a holiday home, and he goes for a cruise, and he buys the 4x4s, and he buys the best of things, and all that, and he squanders the wealth, and all that wealth is finished. Now, the next day, when he's got all these things, he needs petrol. He hasn't got petrol. Now he goes to his father and he says, Daddy, I haven't got money for petrol, but what happened to the 10 million that I gave him? Tell you, what does this, 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 bewakuf. Tum se bada bewakuf koi nahi hai. In the same way, my brothers, Allah has given us time in which to earn the akhirat. Not only the akhirat. When a person gets akhirat, Allah gives him dunya also. Wallahi al-azim. The life of the dunya is a reflection of how he is regarded in the akhirat. If he is near and dear to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah gives him happiness here in the dunya. Allah gives him happiness in the dunya, joy in the dunya. There will be tests. No human being can tell me no, that he hasn't got no test. Even the most richest of persons, even the presidents of the countries got, they are not free from tests. You read it every day, you read it. And yet he is the president of the most powerful country in the dunya. Is he without difficulties? Is he without tests? No. My brothers, if a person loses his material wealth, the 10 million that his daddy gave him, if he works hard, he can still get that back. But if a person loses his time, that time that is gone will never come back. Do what you want to. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of that time, the time. And from the object which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses for his qasam, we understand that it is such an important object, that is why what follows after the qasam is just as important. And when we take qasam and we're speaking to one another, and we say, Wallah, what are we telling the person whom we are speaking to? We are telling him, what I'm going to tell you now is very, very important. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of asr, time, such a valuable thing like time, to tell you what I'm telling you after this is very, very important. And Allah says, wala asr. Allah takes qasam of asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Insan khasare mein hai. Insan is in loss. Insan is at a liability. He's a loser. Innal insana lafi khusr. You have plants, you have a garden, you have a little garden outside your house, and we don't look after it. That's khasara. Weeds will come out, that will come out, snakes will live in there, scorpions will live in there, there will be spiders in there. Yeah? That is a danger to everybody. In the same way, insan, in his nature, original nature, he is in khasara, except if he has got four qualities. Please listen to me very carefully. Four qualities. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And when a person is in khisara, of course, إِلَّا الْإِنسَانَ رَفِي خُسْرِ, he is, what is it? His safety. He is at risk in as far as his safety is concerned. His safety is compromised. His health is compromised. His happiness is compromised. His property is compromised. This is what it means. And that khasara is not only confined to the dunya, it is in the dunya also, in the akhirat also. Except if he's got these four qualities, what are they? And also we understand from this that those four qualities means four qualities at one and the same time simultaneously must be in him. If there's only one and the other three are missing, he's still not out of khasara. He's still not out of the danger. If he's got two and he hasn't got a third one, he's still not out of khasara. Similarly, if he's got three and he hasn't got a fourth one, all four must be in him to get out of this khasara and out of this loss and out of this risk. Aman. Iman. One iman is that you and I learned in the maktab, my brothers. That is only words. Aman tu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawmihi. The other iman is the one that is coupled with yaqeen and conviction. That is the iman that is meant here. And that is what this whole struggle about da'wat and tabligh is all about, what yaqeen. That the whole world can tell us that if you invest your money in a bank, and not invest in the sense that invest it and you get riba, you get interest, the whole world can say that if you put 1 million rands there, you will get 1,050,000 rands. And
that is good for you. We will say, no, our iman is such that although I can see that extra 50,000 men, that is a loss for me. It has corrupted my whole wealth. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah destroys riba. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grows sadaqah. When a person gives sadaqah, 10 rands, Allah ta'ala grows it. It doesn't remain 10 rands in the akhirah. No matter who, the most intelligent person can, but why you put there a million rand, look, you got back 1,050,000 rand. Isn't that more? Gee, it is more. But that is destroyed. Not only that is destruction, the whole wealth is destroyed. Why? Because Allah said like that. That's iman. On one occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, go to your mommy and tell her she's got that 6 dirhams, please give it to me. I want to give it to somebody as a sadaqah. Goes, and then comes back with a message. Mom says that, you know, the 6 dirhams that we got is for our food, it's for our ato. We got to make bread. Ali radiallahu ta'ala sends him back and says, tell your mommy that a person's iman to this effect, this is what it is. A person's iman cannot be complete until he does not have more yaqeen and more trust in what is in Allah's hands than the trust that he has in what he has in his hands. I must not have so much trust in my money. I must have trust in Allah, that Allah is Razak. We already saw it. Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala replaces the people who lost the properties, their businesses. Allah showed it to us already. That you can have millions. But when it's not available there, your basic food that you need, bread, milk, you can have all that million rand cannot bring that food, it cannot create it. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, says that when you go and you buy one apple, for example, or one loaf of bread, or one apple, you've paid for the bread, you've paid for the apple, you've paid the money, but you've paid for all the efforts that the shopkeeper, the people made. You've paid for all the efforts that the person who planted, the farmer made. But you haven't paid for the apple yet. You can never pay for it. You can never pay for it. If there was no apple and you can have billions and you want to get an apple, can you get? You can't get it. So we haven't paid for that. That is the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala out of his qudrat brought it into existence. And if he doesn't bring it into existence, all our wealth is of no use. So that is what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala meant. That a person's iman is not complete until he does not have more yaqeen in what is in Allah's hands than what is in his hands. And then what happened? She sent the 6 dirhams. He gave it away to somebody. There was another person who was selling an animal, either it was a horse or it was a camel or whatever. Asked him, how much? 40 dirhams. Said, all right, I'm buying it from you. I'm buying it 400 dirhams. I'm buying it from you. It was 40 dirhams. 40 dirhams? Okay. I'm buying it to you. You give it to me on credit. Gave it to you. He said, no problem. Another man comes and he offers him 100 dirhams. He sells it for 100 dirhams. He takes the 40 dirhams, gives it to the person from whom he bought it on credit. He takes the 6 dirhams, give it to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, I'm going to give it to your mommy. She asks, I gave you only 6 dirhams, how come it became 60 dirhams? He says, this is the promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that when a person does one good deed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him back 10 rewards. Or when a person gives sadaqah of one, Allah gives him back minimal 10 times. So that is the iman that is being mentioned here. So if a person has got iman, second thing is a'mal salihat, good deeds. That iman that is so weak that cannot spur and it cannot encourage and it cannot motivate a person for a'mal salihat, that iman is also useless. So with iman, a'mal salihat, and the most important amal from the a'mal salihat is what? Namaz. After iman, what is the most important duty of a mu'min? Namaz. 5 times a day, at every moment there is azan taking place in the dunya. What does the muazzin say? Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Namaz ke liye ajao. And after that, what does the muazzin say? Hayya ala falah. Come towards success. It's not just empty words. It means success. That yaqeen must come into our hearts. Namaz is success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَوْشِعُونَ Mu'min kamyab ho gaya. Kab? When he reads his namaz with khushu, with humility, with full concentration, fully focused towards Allah. Tabarak wa ta'ala, give me also tawfiq, brothers. We are all weak when we start our namaz. And then for a little while, maybe with a little bit of effort, we are focused. And then no sooner we become focused, something comes into our heart. Then we are in our shops, then we are with our wives, then we are with our children. And only when we salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah keh diya, salamu alaikum, then we realize we are in salah. And then also sometimes we are so busy, everything else is more important for us than our namaz. Everything else is more important. Fast comes in a hadith when a person does that and he goes into ruku and goes into sujda and he does everything fast. That namaz is taken and it is like what we call faduk and scroplap taken like that and thrown back into the person's face. How can there be kamyabi in that? There can be no kamyabi. That namaz cannot give a person kamyabi. Can it give a person kamyabi? It can't give a person kamyabi. So, a'mal salihat. First is iman. A'mal salihat. Mashallah, now he's coming closer. 50% of the risk is now eliminated. The other 50% is still remaining. Third thing after that is what? Watawasaw bil haq. What is watawasaw bil haq? In simple words, to encourage one another to do good, to discourage people from doing wrong. Encourage one another to do good, to discourage one another from doing wrong. Very, very important. Now, three portions are there. And this is so important because this is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa'mur bil ma'roof. Wanha 'anil munkar. It is not an option. Every Muslim in his own capacity is bound by Shariat to call people towards good and to stop them from doing wrong. An alim has got a greater responsibility. A muhaddis got a greater responsibility. A learned person got a greater responsibility. A person who's not learned, according to his own capacity or level of education or a level of knowledge, it's his duty also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't say only for the ulama. Kuntum, O ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat. You are the best of ummats that have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. And not to do this, brothers, not to do this work of da'wat, and calling people, encouraging people, motivating people, to do good, and discouraging them, and dissuading them from doing wrong. A person puts himself at a very great risk. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith says, it's mentioned, he was sitting against something and leaning and he just caught up. And he says, what did he say? لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ You must emphasize two times. You must call people towards good. You must stop them from doing wrong. Otherwise, a time will come. لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِقَابًا مِّنُهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتِجَابُ لَكُمْ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send such difficulties and hardships on you that when you make dua after that, Allah will not accept your dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah ta'ala told Jibreel, go and destroy that city. Ya Allah, there is one person there. He did not disobey you one moment for one moment. Said, pick up that whole city, throw it onto him. It didn't even tickle him when he saw people doing wrong things. It didn't bring a crease on his forehead also when he saw people doing wrong things. My iman is not enough. My good deeds is not enough. My tahajjud namaz, my ishraq, my awabin, my recitation of the Quran, my reading, all the du'as, the wazifas, and al-hizbul azam, mashallah, very good, we must do it. But to stop there and say, don't worry about the others, we are putting ourselves at risk. See, brothers? And the fourth one is what? The fourth, so now what he's got? He's got iman, mashallah. He's got a'mal-e-salihat. The third thing is God is what? Alhamdulillah, he calls people in his own. It doesn't mean you must go out in the path of Allah. No, in your own way, in your, sit in your house, do kitab reading, encourage our children, our wives, and also get them involved in this. Go to ta'alims, have all these things. So there are very, very, lot of different ways of doing this. Amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. The fourth one is this, that in fulfilling the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in fulfilling the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in making amal on deen, people will find difficulties, and they will get hurdles. So, what must people do? And also, in everyday life also, people will find, they will face difficulties, hardships, there will be tests. So, encourage one another to make sabr. And in fulfilling the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and abstaining from haram, also there is an effort there, that also requires an effort. What must you do? You must make sabr. Sabr means you must be steadfast. Steadfast. And that also we need to encourage one another. So my brothers, when these four qualities are in us, and all of them together, not the one is there and the other one is absent, then what will happen? Then we will be out of this risk of what? Of khasara, of being losers. We will be out of that risk. And what will happen? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's madad will be with us, inshallah, al-aziz. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make us prosperous, inshallah. Allah will give us happiness here in the dunya. Allah will give us happiness in the qabr. Allah will give us happiness in the akhirat. And there will be nothing but success in the dunya, qabr, in the akhirat. Tests will come. And when tests do come, this is what it's all about. Encourage one another. Watawasaw bis sabr. Allah give me also tawfiq to make amal. Allah give you also tawfiq to make amal. Jazakallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. 1 minute. Eh? Brothers, we all know Hazrat Amir Sahib. Ghulam Hussain Dadabhai, whom we used to call, him Amir Sahib. So he passed away, mashallah, this morning. What a beautiful day that he got. And any person who passes away on a Friday, we know what the that he will be saved from the azab of the qabr. Amir Sahib was one of the pioneers of the work of da'wat and tabligh. We owe it to him that we make dua of maghfirat for Amir Sahib. Allah gives him Jannatul Firdaus without hisab kitab, inshallah. And Allah rewards him on behalf of all the Muslims of South Africa and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his life, he made efforts on the hearts of people. So we owe it to him. We make dua for him. Allah gives him Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah gives sabr to his family.